Lamed Zion. Lamed Vav deserves more of a conversation, I think, but it's a one point of a conversation. I said it before and I'll say it again. Because I'll say Tefillah is one of the four things we need chizuk, so it's okay to keep repeating yourself. Kavanah does not mean pirush hamilus. That's not a chiddush. You know, of course you have to think what you're saying. That's kavanah is that you have to feel what you're saying. Kavanah is that the word should be real to you. That the person should stand there, and when he's saying tzlach lo nevinu, he should be really desiring slicha and asking for slicha. The Hirsch says that takes a step weiter. He says that we always present the word tefillah is written in the hispoel, which is reflexive, which means it's doing an action to yourself, as opposed to be. So really, the word we should be we're mefalel as we daven, or mispalel, we daven to ourselves. What's it mean? So he says the word palel, which we use for tefillah, really the root of the word is you find in Parshas Mishpatim when a son biflilim, and there the Rashi, this is Al Taich, it means referring to judges. So the word palel is to judge. He judged. So every time we're davening, what we're really doing in a certain sense is we're measuring ourselves against this standard. Do we believe in this? Baruch Atah Hashem. Do we really believe that that's the reality? Right. We're charging ourselves vis-a-vis that reality. And we're seeing where we stand. So we're doing an action to ourselves. If we really believe it, we'd be davening with a tremendous intensity. That we believe that the Kodesh Baruch Hu is one who gives refuah. There's a saying in the belt, you know, you try this, you try that, nothing to do with the daven. It means it calls on something to do, you don't need to daven. There's nothing left to do, then you daven. Right? And before, when there's something to do, you don't need the daven. You always need the daven. The doctors are before, the medicine is before, the Kodesh Baruch Hu is before. So you always need the daven. So tefillah is this tremendously challenging reality, moving yourself into a world where Kodesh Baruch Hu is the only reality, and therefore, obviously, we need to speak to Him and ask from Him. So a person should be. If a person daven like that, he should be emotionally affected. Besides putting emotion in, it should impact him. He should walk away feeling better. Like, you know, I unburdened myself to my Creator. So, you know, I walked in with this tremendous burden. Baruch Hashem, I passed on my burden onto my Creator. So I'm not worried about it anymore. This person should be less tense when they walk out of a tefillah. If they're worrying about an issue, then they were. They walked into the tefillah. They're not less tense. So, it means you didn't really pass off the burden. So Hashem Hashem Yehovku, you pass on your burden to Kodesh Baruch Hu. He didn't do, so he didn't really daven. That's really what tefillah is a chance to pass it on to the source of everything. Recognize he's the source. Said over a story, said it over a lot of times. Yigal Manakalu, who had a bill, it was a tremendous amount of money, but for Yigal Man. In my days, the kollel check was $240 a month, so a bill for $1,000 was a lot of money. That was your kollel check for 4 months. And you didn't have money. So it comes to davening. And so he says, you know, I'm very nervous. The guy says to himself, I'm very nervous what's going to be with the money. So he says to himself, like, if I'm so nervous, and I'm saying, what am I nervous about? Elamai, I don't believe the words that I'm saying. So why am I saying them, or why am I going invite them? If I don't believe them, I should make sure I believe them before I say the next thing. So he repeated Pesach Zedechot himself 40 times. Till he felt relaxed. He believes Pesach Zedechot himself. Then he went invited to the next boss. What are you playing games for? I mean, you know, just signs. There's upset that didn't say the words. You know, you got to be marked with a check at the end of the day. Yeah. Said Ashrei, you know, check. That's not the point. The point is it should talk to you. The word should be real. So that's what tefillah is. Right. Lamazayin, the my pressure is sechim atzibur shleimer kevechot targum. So it says you should learn. we make sure that person finishes the parsha with the tzibur. It's Chazal's lashon. We should finish it with the tzibur. There's different four pshatim in the halacha what the definition of even tzibur means. Does it mean by that Shabbos? It means by the following Tuesday. Does it mean by Simchas Torah? You finish your parshas with the tzibur because the tzibur finished the parshas on Simchas Torah. So by then you have to finish. So you should learn it. Shtaymik Rechel Torah. That's Gemara. Comes the Rashi and adds a Pirush Rashi that. You should learn Rashi also. The Ramavi brings his halacha down. And Shabbos, he says Yerushalayim, learns Rashi also. V'tadatik bei kasher tuchal, and you should learn it. It shouldn't be done superficially. You should learn it well. You should be medaktik in it as much as possible. The person has to have his eyes focused for the learning, the Torah that he's learning. The same thing we learn Gemara. You should learn Gemara with a diktuk, trying to understand everything that you're learning perfect, as best as possible. Gemara says a person learns Gemara. It's the best out of all the different options of learning. There's no better option. Learning Mikra and Mishnah at first glance seem to make more sense than Gemara. Because that's mamish, Mikra is mamish Devar Hashem, Mishnah is the Torah Shebal Peh, the Masara. And Gemara is the back and the forth and the kash and the teretz. You know, you've had the experience, probably, maybe you have the experience, like, you know. So you sing over four, and somebody says, so what's the bottom line? You know, I used to say Shurim for Balabatim, Halacha Shurim. Okay, so everybody says, tell me what to do. Don't give me the lumbas this way, the lumbas that way. What do I do? Right? So the Chara, that's not Gemara. The whole definition of Gemara is that it's the Kash and the Teretz. That's the whole point of the Gemara, is the Kash and the Teretz. It's not the bottom line. Most of the Gemara, you don't have a bottom line. You have to figure out the bottom line. So you can think that Mikra Mishnah, I have a mile over Gemara. The Gemara says, no, that's not true. There's nothing better than Gemara. So I'm not sure what he's doing over here. It means over here means the element of the Talmud Torah, right? That's connected cool. So I said over the story before, but because there's a good thing. So Shiva tells us a story. He's walking with his Rebbe that tells him Shiva in Europe. Shogifta told us the story that he was a bacher, came to America. So there was maybe four or five American bachers in the yeshiva. And there was a priest in Tells who had spent some time in Chicago and learned English and wanted to maintain his fluency in English, so he would need to keep talking it. But most Lithuanian people did not speak English. So who spoke English? The four or five bachers in yeshiva were the only people in the city of Tells who spoke English. So he would make businesses. We used to go for walks. We used to take a walk, to, you know, air out and get some exercise. They talk and learning, you know, and then the Galach would like, sort of like ambush them and try and copy shoes with them. So he got a shaykh to this Galach. So he would borrow one time a science book from the Galach to, you know, something to read. Science book. So he's walking with his Rebbe, the tells him Shiva. And so he tells him he borrowed this science book from the Galach, you know. So that really is interesting. So he told his Rashiva that he borrowed the Galach science book. You know, picture that. You know, tell him Moshe Feinstein, you borrowed, you know, a book from a Galach. It's a science book. Anyway, so she was asking him to tell me something interesting. You read over there. That's another element of Kiddush in the story. Anyway, right. So he says he was reading something about gravity, some point about gravity. So the Rashiva, the Gry block, our Mitzvah block, Shemi Kumdamai, Sichel Vracha. So he said to a gifter, he said that, you know, Einstein was a person who developed the theory of the law of gravity. He developed it, let's say, by observing the fact that items fall. So let's say that Newton had written the first law of physics, items fall. True statement, 100% true statement. When they made it into the history books. He understood that there's a concept called gravity which causes items to fall. It causes attraction between two bodies. And you can use that to explain the movement of the heavenly bodies. And to the extent that you can predict the exactly the path they're going to take. And if it doesn't take that, there must be there's another body which is affecting, and that's how we discovered Neptune. That's how we discovered Pluto, based on the fact, based on law, the law, because the law didn't make sense, didn't fit. The law says this. You should have went like this, and went like this. Must be there's something wrong. Must be there's another body there. That's made of this. So what's the state to it? If you understand what it says, it doesn't make you into the history books. You understand why it is, it makes you into the history books. So he says, imagine a person learns Yeridei. And he memorizes every single halacha in all of Yeridei. He learns 10,000 halachas. He knows all of Yeridei, 10,000 halachas backwards and forwards. He's this big basic. He says, name, he's an Amoris Gomer. Because there's 100,000 possible cases. So what are you going to pass in the other 90,000 cases? If you understand why it's so, what's the aside? You could pass in a million cases. So the point of the Gemara, the back and the forth, is to teach you how to take something, break something apart. Because that's how life works. We would love it, but the verse says, listen, the situation is going to come, someone's going to say to you this. He really meant that because that's how he talks. And therefore you're supposed to respond to X, and now you get a mitzvah. Like we have this like little piece of paper next to our bed in the morning. That'd be wonderful, right? Right? Your wife's gonna say she doesn't want this, means she doesn't want it. You know what I mean? But that's not what happens. That's not life. Life means you have to sit there and use your seichel to figure out what's really going on. Well, who taught you to do that? The Gemara teaches you to do that. Because the Gemara doesn't teach you facts. Facts are very nice. Like, you go to the study anatomy, But you open that body up, nothing makes sense. Because all the nice little pictures they have in the World Book of Encyclopedia with the layers on top aren't real. Right? Real life, it's a mess. You have to figure out, okay, so this belongs here, this belongs here, this belongs here. That's what a Gemara does. Maybe this, no, maybe that. No, maybe try this, what about this? No, that can't be. What about it? That's how it teaches you how to take apart a sugya. And then you can understand for us. So that's the Mile of Talmud Torah, the Mile of Gemara. There's nothing, because when you're standing, you understand, what is it really saying? What is really the point? From the case, not to teach you a rule, because teaching a rule is very easy. I'm going to tell you another, figure out from the case what the rule is. And try five different ways to figure out what the rule is. So you figure out what is really the assert. And then you can apply it. You learn how to go through life. You know, take apart any issue. So in the Chomir HaTavim,